This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 10th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Islamic extremist group Boko Haram kidnapped Pastor Lawan Andimi from Nigeria's Adamawa state last week. Pastor Andimi is the head of the local chapter of the Christian Association of Nigeria. He was declared missing on January 3rd after the Boko Haram raid on the town of Machika. Andimi issued a plea for help while also giving thanks to God in a video published on Sunday.
I have never been discouraged because all condition that one may find himself is in the hand of God. God who make them to take care of me and to live my life. All people, close and far, colleagues, to be patient. Don't cry, don't worry, but thank God for everything.
1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Brazilian judge Benedicto Abicair ordered Netflix to take down a blasphemous film from its service on Wednesday. The ruling followed a petition drive signed by over 2 million Brazilians in protest of the Netflix comedy The First Temptation of Christ, which depicted Jesus as a homosexual. Jude 1 verse 4 says, "For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." In addition to the recent airstrikes and conflict between the U.S. and Iran, a Boeing 737 passenger jet operated by Ukraine International Airlines mysteriously crashed after takeoff from Iran's capital of Tehran on Wednesday morning, killing all 176 passengers. Iranian's official state news claimed the crash was caused by an engine fire while refusing to turn over the aircraft's black box. Aviation experts suspect a shutdown event. Also, two earthquakes struck southwest Iran near a nuclear power plant on Wednesday, one measuring 4.9 magnitude and the other 4.5 magnitude. A 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck the same region less than 2 weeks ago. The UK Parliament passed laws for Northern Ireland last year, decriminalizing abortion and legalizing faux homosexual marriage. The faux homosexual marriage law is set to come into effect on January 13th. The Christian Institute has threatened legal action if religious liberty protections were not in place as well. Northern Ireland Secretary Julian Smith has confirmed that the new law will be amended to say that criticizing faux homosexual marriages is not an offense, and that religious bodies will be protected from being sued for declining to take part in such events. 207 U.S. senators and representatives filed a legal brief last Thursday asking the Supreme Court to reconsider and overrule the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion decision. The brief asks the Supreme Court to uphold a 2015 Louisiana law requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of their abortion mill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced on Tuesday that he has enough Republican votes in the Senate to move forward with President Trump's impeachment trial without Democratic support. House Democrats have held up the process, demanding witness testimony to take place before the trial itself. McConnell's announcement postpones the witness testimony issue to a later vote. Barna released a study about the connected generation, the 18 to 35-year-olds comprised of both Gen Z and millennials, and their goals for the next decade. The study conducted 15,369 interviews across 25 countries and 9 languages. Respondents said their priorities for the next 10 years included finishing their education, starting a career, getting married, having children, growing in spiritual maturity, and caring for the poor and needy. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And finally, in a letter to the American Family Association, Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy acknowledged, quote, "We inadvertently discredited several outstanding organizations that have effectively served communities for years," end quote. This follows Chick-fil-A's decision to change their giving strategy and pull funding from the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Both groups affirm a biblical understanding of marriage and sexuality. However, Dan Cathy did not comment on investigative reports that Chick-fil-A donated to pro-homosexual and pro-abortion groups. Cathy wrote, quote, "Since 1982, our corporate purpose daily reminds us that we are here to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that He has entrusted to us. Some also questioned if our commitment to our corporate purpose was waning. Let me state unequivocally, it is not," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.